Pre-scripting. For those of you that weren't in on pre-scripting cross-examination, you have a claim, a warrant, and an impact. Basically, pre-scripting an argument is done the same way. You make a claim, you prove it, you give some reason why your claim is true, either logic, you give an example, or you quote some kind of notable philosopher, something along those lines, and then you give impact. And that's where you tell the judge how much the argument matters. Like when we were talking about dropping arguments, I talked about impact a little bit there. Show the judge exactly how the argument weighs on the round. So you construct a pre-scripted rebuttal, just like you would pre-script or write a contention. Only with these rebuttals, what you kind of things you want to start pre-scripting against are, first priority, are common arguments against your case. This includes new applications for the 1AR if you have time. What this means is common arguments against your case. Once you've been running your case, you've gone to a tournament, maybe you've done a piranha pack type thing at your club where everyone looks at your case and tells you everything that's wrong with it or all the arguments they would have against it. And after you've looked at your case and seen, well, this is how I would attack the case, this is what I'm planning on opponents responding to, 90% of the time, your opponents are not going to throw a new argument that you've never heard before at your case, unless you're just starting a new case. So when you get used to a lot of those different arguments that are commonly coming up against your case, it would be a good idea to pre-script a response. Now, what I mean by pre-script is not that you are necessarily going to read off of a page, just like you would with your case. But pre-scripting is basically saying, this is what my response is going to be, and this is a piece of evidence that I like to use. For example, if you're running the value of justice, for obvious reasons, it might not be the greatest thing. It's a little bit vague. Well, without a criterion, but your opponent would probably almost every time run some argument around, like, justice is vague, or something like that. And so you can know pretty consistently, if I run the value of justice, my opponent's going to respond to it by saying that it is vague. So you can really begin to prepare for the common arguments against your case. So figure out what is, what arguments are coming up against and get ready for those. But the second priority are common values. The first step here is to make a list of every value that you see. Every time you run against a new value or a new criterion for that matter, because criterions are also useful to get pre-scripted against, write them down on a page of paper. Almost like that application list that we were talking about creating. You also want to have a list of all the values that you run against. This is useful for a lot of reasons. First of all, you can get used to all the different values that are out there, all the different values to respond to. But also when you're trying to write a new case, perhaps, it's nice to have a list of values that you can come from. But anyways, make a list of every value you see. And then one thing I didn't put down here is prioritize. Figure out which values are the most common and deal with those ones first. So for instance, if you ran against the value of security 5 times and you run against freedom 4 times and every other value on your list you've only seen once or twice, you probably want to deal with ones like freedom and security first. Then when you make a list of arguments against their value, pre-scripting arguments, limit yourself to 3 or 4 responses per value. This should all fit on a single sheet of paper when you're pre-scripting against a value. The reason is, if you have any more than that, you're simply going to overwhelm your judge or run out of time. I remember a time I was debating this guy. He says, now I have 18 responses to my opponent's value. I'm sitting there just kind of, I've been down this road before, I'm smiling, and I'm like, yeah, okay, 18 responses to my value, let's see how this goes. And he just had a brief against my value of general welfare. And for his entire, and I say almost his entire negative rebuttal, before he even got onto his own case, he just read 18 responses to my value. And to be honest, the fact is there really isn't 18 responses to the value of general welfare. He was repeating himself, let's say, quite a lot. So it made it really easy for me to respond to each of his points just by cross-applying. The reason you need to limit yourself to 3 or 4 responses is, to be honest, there's probably only 3 or 4 responses out there that are high-quality arguments. Second of all, even if you have 15 high-quality arguments, you're simply wasting your time. To be honest, 1 or maybe 2 responses to your opponent's value is enough. Also, when you're prescripting against values, you may want to try prescripting some cross-examination questions. We talked about this in my lecture on how to attack the value, some questions that you might use against that. The third thing that you want to prescript against is common applications. Common applications. What am I mean by prescripting against is not looking up applications for your case or just applications to know more about it, but actually trying to come up with briefs against your opponent's applications. Now, just like with values, make a list and then attack them one at a time. Now, the problem I found is that a lot of people start with trying to prescript against every application out there. I really don't think it's a good idea to start with prescripting against applications. It's the most time consuming and yields the least results. I mean, think about it this way. An application, there's probably going to be dozens and dozens of applications out there. In the example of the privacy resolution, there's going to be thousands and thousands that are possible. But you're really only going to use that evidence brief a couple times. Now, the exception to this is applications that are in your case. You definitely want to script arguments for and against it because you want to know what kind of arguments they're going to use against your applications. So once again, the first priority is going to be your case. Second priority is values. Third priority is common applications. What not to prescript against? Every single case that you run up against. I know a lot of people that have a list of every case out there and they want to individually come up with a custom response to every case that they go up against. That is simply going to take way too much time. Do you have any idea how many cases you are going to see? Let's say you go to a tournament and there's 6 rounds in prelims. It's double flighted, so you see 6 more. That's 12 cases. That's 18 because the one that you were watching, you're seeing 2 debaters, not just the one you're debating. So there's 18 cases in prelims. If you go to outrounds, maybe you watch 2 outrounds. That's another 4. That's 22 cases just per tournament that you're going to come up against. Multiply that by, say, the 6 tournaments that you're going to go in the year. We're talking about 130-something different cases out there that just you have collected. Now, what about all the cases that your club has collected and all the flows that are shared with among your club mates? There are probably, I know in STOA there was 400 debaters last year. That's 800 cases. There is, at Night Talk, sorry. There was like 800 cases at Night Talk. There is no in NCFCA, it's even way more. There are even way more debaters in the NCFCA. So for that reason, this is simply not an option. Prescripting cases is what I like to call the annoying case. This is the case that you have debated 3 times and it has defeated you every single time. It is undefeated. It carried your opponent through outrounds and he won finals. And you just simply can't understand what is so great about this case and you want to destroy it. There are some really annoying cases out there that people want to destroy. I remember, if it's a really annoying case out there, you could prescript against that.